Good morning, 8:11 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with the folks from Skank Insurance. In studio with us, we have Charles and Gary Skank. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, James.
What's our verse of the day, Charles?
It is Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. It reads, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, verse 7.
All right. Well, thank you for that. Now, I know this week has just been an up and down week as far as weather goes. I mean, I got to wear shorts earlier this week, and now it's just right to being bundled up. But, you know, I don't even bat an eye anymore because growing up in Kansas, it's just the way it is.
It is. It is. You know? It feels like a repeat of last week, really, to me. But
oh, yeah. Yeah. No, just up and down. And I feel it's kind of funny because the people who maybe not used to, you know, living in this area, they're like, what's your weather? It's
just, right.
It's the way it is.
It is.
So, good deal. So, otherwise, you guys had a good week?
You had a great week, and it's good to be a Friday.
Oh, yeah. Well, and speaking of weather, we were talking off air. We just went to the storm spotter training here in, they had one in Labette County that we went to. They had Montgomery County last week. We still have a couple more. I think we got Elk and Wilson County coming up for Southeast Kansas. So it's cool that, you know, the National Weather Service comes out and does those spotter training. And they tell you a lot about, you know, there's still a lot we don't know about how severe weather forms. You know, they're saying, yeah, there's kind of a theory now of, you know, this may impact tornado formation and that sort of thing. So it's something that does affect all of us, and I just always think it's really interesting.
That's neat. That's very neat.
So, yeah, if you ever get a chance to go to one of those storm spotter events, they're really, really cool. I mean, just from a general, you know, knowledge about weather and severe weather and how you can be prepared and, you know, even you just have your family ready and have a safe place to go because we're gearing up for it.
What do you think the Indian did with his wigwam when the storm came through?
Well, you know, it's amazing that, you know, they do, there's a lot of things just without all this fancy technology, you can tell from the storms.
Sure.
And, you know, a lot of those, you know, the Indians spent a lot of time just, you know, looking at the weather and just understanding it from the visual perspective. And they actually showed us in the class last night, you know, if the storm's kind of looking like this, it's headed towards you or it's going this way or whatever. So just by looking at the clouds, you can actually tell a lot of what's going on without any equipment.
Yes, those old timers could tell a lot by watching the sky and all that stuff. They could tell a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's all they had.
Exactly.
So they learned it.
Oh, yeah. The old settlers, you know, they didn't have we got a tornado warning on my phone or whatever, you know, or on the radio or something.
I have to tie this canopy down on our covered wagon.
I know. It's just wild. So we are lucky to be able to have all that good technology. And
we
stuff.
Are.
So it is great. So, hey, you know, as we always, you know, have you on, we usually talk about some sort of, you know, aspect of retirement or that sort of thing. But today you want to chat a little bit about regrets people have about retirement. This is one of those things, I guess, you know, it's like you want to know before you go in, you know, if, hey, I could give myself advice or that sort of thing. So this may be a good topic to help people save some angst going forward.
Yeah, that's true. So one of the top regrets that people have is not being diversified enough. And how we've maybe looked at diversified or how it's popularly defined is that your money is in different stocks or different
stocks and
equities
or
financial instruments. But really, the biggest need for diversity is that a portion of your money is in a place where it's safe from market volatility. And, you know, when you go to work and you set up a 401k, they have it set like you're about 20 years old, right? But as you get older, if we're not careful, we can still be in that same mode even as we approach retirement.
Right.
And we believe that as a person gets older, their money should get safer because they have less time than they used to have. And more specifically, they have less time to recover from the losses that the market can bring.
And they're at a point where they're going to need it.
That's right.
They're at a point when they're going to need it and they're going to need to start draining it to live on. And so it's important to keep it safe.
For a long time, retirement is just this thing that's out there somewhere. You know, it's people talk about it, people discuss it, but it's not, you know, not going to happen to me. But as they get closer and closer, it's more and more vital for those funds to be there and to be secure.
Yeah, no, and unlike severe weather, it's going to happen to all that, of us.
That's right. That's right.
So you know, you never know what the weather. But yeah. So what is another point here that you know, regret people have had?
Well, what I've seen is that people think they can do it on their own, and they're sort of going to navigate this sort of flying blind, and it would be like, you know, the weather, we have radar, we have satellite, we have all these things. It'd be like me trying to become a weather person without those tools.
Sure. Yeah. Just
and
going
I could
out and
try.
Looking at it. Yeah.
I could try to learn the clouds and learn the what's going on, but that could take a long time, and I would be handicapped by not accessing the help
tools.
That's available.
Well, yeah.
And so this is something that we do all the time, is to help people as they prepare for and face retirement. And so you're going to be better off if you can just listen to somebody, talk to somebody that does this all the time.
Well, yeah, you guys are basically, you're trained, and this is what you look at every day. Just like we had the meteorologist yesterday, he said that they are trained to look at the radar and be able to issue a warning within 90 seconds. Which is really, really interesting. They do everything, and they can make a go or no go decision within 90 seconds. So, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. So that's why, you know, we need professionals on all these different capacities.
And Charles, I want to mention something here. You know, if we don't learn from others' mistakes or others' regrets, we can make those mistakes ourselves. And so that's one reason we're talking about this, is what can we learn that other people are saying, I wish we'd have done different in this area. And that's the reason we're really talking about regrets or things that retirees wish they'd have done differently.
That's right.
Is to help people to try to be wise about what's happening.
Yeah, well, because sometimes, you know, we can learn so much from other people's, you know, mistakes. And unfortunately, still, sometimes we still kind of make those mistakes on our own. And this is something we want to try to avoid, is that?
That's right.
Yep. Right.
So what's another regret that that you've seen?
Another one that we see is that people are not prepared for diminished capacity, or they're not prepared for a time in their life where they're not as able and capable as they used to be. And as they age, maybe that can be as small as they have to go up and down stairs to go to their bedroom. And that can... I know of other people that have to go up and down stairs to do their laundry.
Right.
Or even more, you know, if, when a nursing home comes in the picture, or...
walkers and wheelchairs, that sort of thing. You need wider doors. You need bigger bathrooms. And so preparing for diminished capacity, that could be downsizing to a smaller house. It might not be totally comfortable to think about leaving the house that you've lived in forever, but you want to really keep going up and down those stairs when you can hardly do it.
Yeah.
Either do laundry or get to bed or both or whatever.
Yeah.
And so what I see some people that don't make any decisions at all like that. They just keep doing what they've been doing in the same house that they've been living in. But if... And especially if we're talking about a couple, if they can make those decisions and downsize while they're able to make those decisions and do it together rather than wait and their kids have to do it or their neighbors have to help them with it when they hardly have the capacity to do it, it's just better for them to get together as a couple and say, hey, look, we can't make these stairs all the time, and we don't need this big house, and we don't need this big yard, and we just need to start preparing for a simpler life.
Right, right. It's a good idea to do this while you have control, rather than wait till it's out of your control. And it's better to just face those things ahead of time.
Right.
Sure.
Right.
Now, what about... It sounds kind of like an odd concept, but practicing retirement. You know, kind of getting your mind in that mode.
You know... We have to become acclimated to things, and it can be very jarring when we go from working 40 hours a week to
nothing.
not working 40 hours a week.
Right.
Our normal can change really drastically. I think of when COVID hit. I don't know where you were, James, but the world pretty much stopped.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? And
I was actually in New York City. Happened to be in March of 2020. I was visiting there right when it happened. So okay. It's the worst place to be.
Well, in a little way, it's not the same for sure, but that's a little like retirement.
Yeah.
You know, you go from busy life, getting up early, going, you know, hitting the work every day. And then you go to, hey, we're not working. Every day is a Saturday. And what are we going to do? And so some people can practice retirement as they get closer, maybe by taking a little longer vacation. Or if they want to travel, do a little bit of traveling, maybe take a week or 2 weeks off, 10 days off of work, and sort of think about what are we going to do? What's our time going to be filled with? And rather than it just catching you off guard.
Yeah.
And
I teasingly talk to couples all the time, and, you know, mom is taking care of the budget and wrote the checks and taking care of the bills. Now dad comes home and he thinks he's going to take that stuff over.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to couples a lot of time. I say, you guys might need a counselor.
Yeah.
You might need a marriage counselor to help you through this time, right? Because it is an adjustment.
It is.
It's a huge adjustment.
Well, and I hear people talk about this, you know, quite often. And another thing would be, you know, maybe having a purpose for retirement. Because, you know, you cannot just go and sit at home and watch TV and think that that's going to work out well.
Or
that's
right. Think you're going to go fishing every day or golfing every day.
Yeah.
You know, it's recreation. It's not an occupation.
Yes.
So
some people will look at volunteering, maybe in a hospital, maybe with the Boys and Girls Club, maybe at a school, maybe different roles or capacities of putting their work into something, maybe their church, of some way that they can be useful rather than just sort of checking out and doing nothing. You need to have something. Here in the Midwest, we're made up of hardworking. That's all we know is work. And if you say stop working, you might as well say stop living.
Yeah.
Because work and life are just hand in hand. And so you need to be thinking about the next chapter. What is this going to be filled with? What am I going to be focusing on? Who am I going to help? Maybe it's my grandkids. Maybe it's my kids. You better talk to them and make sure your plans to help them are in line with their thoughts as well.
Right.
Well, and speaking of work, it's probably a good idea to have, you know, some friends who are also retired so that you can do stuff together.
You know, a lot of times your social circle when you're working is your coworkers.
Yeah.
Your buddies. And you look forward to going to work, working across the bench from them or seeing them at lunch or whatever. And they can become like the social fabric of your life. And then when you retire, that stays there and you are here at home, maybe home alone, maybe home with your spouse. And those connections are not there anymore like they used to be. And I know of some factory workers that will meet like at a restaurant, maybe once a month or once a week,
every Friday morning or every Wednesday morning or every other Wednesday or the first Wednesday or the last Wednesday.
Right. And go there to just reconnect because those connections are important. So I would encourage a person to have a plan of who are we going to connect with,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you don't realize how important those connections are until they're not there anymore.
Well, and this is another thing where, you know, you can make those connections now. I mean, there's so many clubs that you can join based on interest, you know, there's fraternal organizations and stuff. And those are outside of work already, you know. So those might have a monthly meeting or maybe a weekly meeting, a Saturday morning breakfast, that sort of thing. There's certainly a lot of options for there, too. And then communication would be another important one, right?
That's right. You know, if you're married, you're in this retirement thing together. And it's easy to just sort of keep trudging along and she's doing her thing, you're doing your thing, and here comes retirement. But it's a good idea to really make some plans and talk about your expectations. Talk about her expectations. Maybe you're expecting to play golf more and she's expecting you to
travel
or to work around the house more, or honey-do list or whatever. But if the more openly you communicate about your expectations for each other, because this is a stage of life you've probably never been in ever in your life before.
Where you had so much time together.
Yeah.
You've got so much time together now, and generally you haven't had that time together in the past, and so it's an adjustment.
That's right. That's right. If we're not careful, little tasks can sort of fill your day. You know, I'll talk to people sometime, hey, how about meeting on Tuesday? It's like, well, that's the day I go to the pharmacy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know.
Can you come to the office right after you go to the pharmacy?
Right, right. Sure. And so if we're not careful, little things can become big things just because they have to fill up our life.
Well, you know, yeah, the world kind of can get a little bit smaller there. So, you know, it is important to, you know, keep having those outings and that sort of thing. Because, you know, it's always important to be able to still, because volunteers, especially, are a huge part of our society. And there's a lot of retirees doing that, you know. We've got museums and thrift stores, all sorts of things that are run by volunteers.
And just because you're retired don't mean you don't have a lot of common sense. Common sense isn't so common anymore. But you have a lot of life skills that you can help other people with. Maybe that's older than you that's struggling, or maybe younger than you that needs some help. It's just a matter of trying to find some connections to figure out how to use your abilities.
Many people sort of look down on their own capacity, their own ability, and say, well, I don't have much to offer. If we're not careful, we can do that. But you're actually more likely to be a wealth of knowledge that can benefit somebody.
And you don't realize it.
Right.
You don't realize it because it's just common for you, and it's not so common for somebody else, and you don't realize what some of your strengths are.
That's right.
That's a really good point. So how about we take a quick break? When we return, we are going to talk more as we continue our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. Back here with Charles and Gary Skank of Skank Insurance. And we've been talking about some of the, you know, mistakes that you definitely want to try to avoid when you are retiring. So, guys, if people do have, you know, questions on retirement, you're always happy to answer those, right?
That's right.
So what's the best way to get a hold of you, and where can we find you?
Call us at 620-331-8800. You can also text that number with your name and email address to get on our mail list. And our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. We also have an office in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan. Find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com. We also have a Medicare 101 coming up this coming Wednesday at Dickie's Barbecue at 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. We also have one at Gigi's right here in Coffeyville at 11:30 a.m. as well.
All right. Well, Gary, Charles, thanks so much for coming in, and I hope you guys have a great weekend in store.
Thanks for having us, James.
Thank you, James.
A good weekend.
Yeah, thank you so much. And, hey, we're going to get started with an early bird edition of Open Line right after this. Fox News starts now.